Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
WGN 536. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran today. Esmeralda, fantastic to be working with you this morning.
Oh, ditto.
Ah, this is nice. Andy Mazur, what's shaking?
Not much. How are you?
Hey, just for the record, I've been up since 4 o'clock. If they wanted me to come in at 5, someone should have told me.
We figured that was the case.
I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Joe's been up. We're all here.
I'm here. Let's do this.
Everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, mine was not bad. A little rushed, but other than that, it was good.
You were talking about baked mac and cheese about 5:15 on my drive-in.
So good.
I had that yesterday.
Oh, so good.
I am so carved up. I feel like I could run a marathon right now. Potato stuffing. Oh, man. Yeah. The baked mac and cheese. What is it? Is it all the cheese that gets baked in and there's like a crust on top of it?
Yeah, that's the allure to me. And, you know, it's obviously different than the stuff you make on your stove. Or the shells and that cheese that you pour out of the pouch, which looks like, how can I eat this stuff?
I love that.
It's really good, too.
The Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah.
But I don't add milk to it, either. I just like to throw powdered cheese on top of the pasta.
Oh, that's interesting.
God, it's good.
Yeah, I usually go with the milk in that case. But, you know, back to your question, I think it's the texture, the crunchiness of it. It's a little different spin on mac and cheese.
I'm serious. I probably had about 3 bowls of that last night.
Yeah. Well, you heard. I have the leftovers, and it's been split up into a couple packages for me. One to eat in the next couple of days and one to freeze.
For the first time ever in my whole life, I didn't spend Thanksgiving with family. I spent it with friends because I worked on Wednesday and I work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we go over to our very good friends, the Barclays, and they made the turkey, but they ordered out the sides. So do you know Big Bricks? They ordered the sides from Big Bricks, and they got the pies sent in. I went to Costco, got the greatest pumpkin pie on the planet. Anybody get the pumpkin pie from Costco? Anybody?
No.
No.
I think our pumpkin
pie. It's the greatest pumpkin pie you'll ever eat. It's the size of a hubcap. Okay? That's how big it is. It's $5.99. It's great. So I bring the pie. But there was so much food left over. They bought carry-out trays. So people could take carry out home. So I have 3 containers of food in my refrigerator.
Good eats when you get home.
How efficient is that?
It's awesome.
That's how type A she is, Kirsten Barkley. She knew she had too much food, and she wanted to send it home with everybody just to get it out of her house. So as we left, there was these containers, carry out containers by the front door with our names on them in Sharpie. I'm like, that is genius. What a great idea, because you're never going to finish all that food on your own.
No.
So send it home, and people are going to talk about it forever. I loved it.
That's beautiful.
I think I'm going to blow off my family every single year now. Man. And drinking the wine yesterday, and you were talking about football, the first football game. Yeah. Not bad.
First one was, of the three, I think that was the best one.
Yeah, but 3 games, too much.
Way too much.
On Thanksgiving.
I was saying to Carm before, the NFL ruined their schedule with the Thursday night games anyway.
But Thursday night, I enjoy Thursday night football.
I just can't stand those games.
Why?
Well, partially because I'm a fantasy football player.
And someone gets injured?
Well, it's not
every week.
Bad, but you get no time to set lineups and all that kind of stuff. And wham, 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 first world problems. But I just think that they should revamp it to the point where they should only allow Thursday night games to be played by teams that are coming off the bye. It's too quick of a turnaround. There's guys getting hurt.
Yeah, Richard Sherman is out for the season,
yeah,
right?
I mean, that was a non-contact, but I mean, there's just a lot of hurry to get ready for a game, and I think that's why we have so many bad teams in the NFL right now.
You played that soundbite from Pat Summerall from 1980. Did you notice in that bite? He's at the 30.
Yeah,
it's a touchdown. That's all he says.
Yeah, that's all he had to say.
We have Hamp on today.
Oh, good.
At 7:40.
We can ask him about the celebration. Because he talked about it before, but after that whole after Davey Williams took the ball 95 yards for the touchdown, and that was the quickest overtime game in history at that point. There was a big scrum right by the end zone, and Hamp was came out of it bleeding. His nose got broken.
I think I remember this.
Yeah, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was an errant elbow in a celebration by Walter Payton.
Really?
Yeah. But we'll have to get we'll get that clarified.
Who was the quarterback back in 1980?
Was it Abilene? Vince Evans.
Vince Evans.
Yes.
He wasn't bad.
Good old number eight.
Good old number eight. Avellini was number seven,
number
right?
Number seven, yeah.
Are you a numbers guy?
You know, I do fancy myself a numbers guy.
Esmeralda, are you a numbers person?
No. No, this is why I do radio. No numbers for me, thank you.
Joe, you a numbers guy?
Love the numbers.
We have a numerologist on today.
Ah.
Michelle Arbeau, she's a celebrity numerologist. She'll take your birth date, add it up in whatever that number is. It's going to add up between 1 and 9 if you add up all the numbers, okay? Every single one.
Okay.
And she can tell you your path, your life path.
I need one.
Well, it's already preset. She'll just tell you what it is.
Good.
And if you're going to have a good or bad year.
Good.
Because 2018, what's 2018? So you got 10, 11. 11, 1 and 1 is 2. So next year is a 2. Does that make sense to people? It doesn't for me.
No, it doesn't for me either.
Joe's looking at me like, I don't know what you're talking about and why are you looking at me?
I was told there would be no math.
Exactly, Esmeralda.
There will be math this morning at 8:40. So we're going to have Michelle on. And all you have to do is tell her your birth date, and she can tell you your life path. I mean, this is her job. This is what she does for a living. So it's got to be real, right?
Yeah, of course.
Jim Peterick, the lead singer of the Ides of March vehicle. Anybody? Put it up.
Da-da-da-da.
Yep. He'll be in studio this morning. The Ides of March playing at the Arcata Theater tomorrow in St. Charles. You can go to oshows.com. We talked about Hamp. Coach Fitz is going to be on at 7:05. Hamp will be on at 7:40. Maybe the reason I couldn't get into the Bears games yesterday is because the Bears stink this season, and it makes me angry to watch NFL football.
It's tough. I mean, especially when you watch that first game and you see two teams that are fighting for the division title, and now the Vikings pretty much have a stranglehold on things.
I think I hate the Lions more than I hate the Packers.
Yeah.
And the Vikings could be up there, too.
Yeah. Nobody in the division likes each other. Even back in the day when Tampa Bay was in the division, nobody liked Tampa Bay either back then.
I mean, I grew up hating the Green Bay Packers.
Well, yeah,
and unfortunately, love is blind, and I married a Packer fan from Northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, okay.
So I have an appreciation for the Packers, but I just can't stand Detroit. I hate Detroit.
Is it Matt Stafford?
It's the whole thing, and he always looks like he needs to drop 8 pounds.
Well, you know his claim to fame, other than being the richest quarterback in the league right now.
He exposed himself?
No.
Oh, okay.
He went to high school with Clayton Kershaw. They were high school buddies in the Dallas area.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's his claim to fame.
I know Clayton Kershaw. And now let me throw an interception to cost my team a game.
Who's more successful?
I would say Clayton Kershaw.
What's Stafford make now a year?
Like $55
million. It's
absurd. He signed the richest quarterback contract in league history.
Right. And they had to keep him in Detroit, or that team would be nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. You get rid of one star player, your team goes in the toilet.
Correct.
So he's making probably $30 million a year.
Yeah, probably around there. I mean, obviously, with the way that they structure contracts, you know, there's a signing bonus and all that kind of stuff, so it doesn't count against the cap.
He signed a 5-year, $135 million deal with a $50 million signing bonus.
Esmeralda, how much is that a year? 5-year, $155 million?
Oh, I was told there'd be no math.
That's
it's like $30 million, $31
million. 5 years,
yeah, right?
$55 million is what, $51 million a year? No.
30-something. Isn't it? 30 times 5 would be 150, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you. Sorry, I'm a little off today.
It's okay. It's all good.
What were we talking about before we started doing math?
I have no idea. Numerology. Oh, and the Bears stink. That's how we got here.
Oh, I'm so angry.
That's how we got here.
I'm so angry. I'm a season ticket holder. Section 251 North End Zone, right above the time clock.
Yeah.
That's me. It's no fun.
No.
Mm-mm.
And I bet you can't give them away now either, can you?
No. We actually did give away tickets for the last game. No one could go. Mm. So we did. What are you guys doing this weekend? Anybody shopping? Put it up.
No way.
Anybody?
No, thank you.
Today is the busiest shopping day of the year, Black Friday. Stores open at 5 a.m. on Michigan Avenue. You're going to see people shopping up and down. Mm-hmm. Macy's opened last night at 5 p.m., yep. and there was people standing in line to get in Macy's downtown that came from all over the place.
Yeah.
Who has time for that?
Not me. I don't have, it's not time, it's patience.
Well, what are the deals at Macy's that you have to get on Thanksgiving night?
Probably in like the home department or, you know, small electronics that maybe you can't get it.
What do you need, a nice platter?
Oh, who knows? Maybe you need a toaster.
I understand going to Best Buy and you can buy a TV for $49.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Okay,
you know,
I get that.
Apt is doing them today, too, I think.
Right.
They sell those towels real cheap sometimes.
Macy's. Can't you just go to Marshall's and get your towels? Or
Yeah, but these, you know which ones are there.
What is it, Home Goods?
Marshall, that's kind of a gamble. You don't know what they're going to have.
They have nice towels at Marshall's.
I mean, they can if you're on a good day.
Yeah.
Or they've run out. Macy's, they're going to be there.
Hmm.
And on sale.
I can't remember the last time I went into Macy's.
Me neither.
I mean,
it's nice to go, just the one on State Street, just to look at it. It's still very pretty.
The State Street Macy's needs to be renovated. I mean, that's an old building.
Yeah.
They haven't touched that. When did they take over from Marshall Fields? It was 10 years ago?
Yeah, at least 10 years ago, yeah.
They haven't done anything to that building. They need
to
fix it.
And they shouldn't.
Are we doing traffic?
Yes.
At 45?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I didn't know. I mean, today's kind of a different day. So we're going to do traffic at 45 and 15. We should have worked that out this morning. Okay, good. Good to know. 720 WGN 551, Black Friday morning. I'm waiting for the people to start walking down Michigan Avenue. The stores are open right now, right?
Yeah.
Stores are open. I'm looking at Starbucks across the street because we can see it outside the Allstate Showcase Studios, and it looks like it's closed.
That would be an upset.
Because doesn't Starbucks across the street open at 4? Or am I wrong?
I thought so.
Huh. More than 70% of people, 7 out of 10 people, will be shopping this weekend, be it online or hitting brick-and-mortar stores. Is anyone going to shop this weekend? I will probably go shopping today with my wife, just to kill some time.
Good luck.
Because my son Charlie's at a friend's house. Yeah.
Godspeed to you.
That's what happens, Andy, when you have a girl in your life.
Yeah. This is the season of giving. I thought you were supposed to be nice here, you know? Tear me apart here at 10 to 6 in the morning.
So let me see if I have this straight. Today is Black Friday. Tomorrow
Black Friday.
Is Small Business Saturday.
Sunday's an off day.
Yeah, NFL Sunday.
Correct.
Monday is Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday is Giving Tuesday.
Correct.
Okay. Small Business Saturday. Anybody? Anybody going?
That would be the one I would go for.
Small Business Saturday,
yeah,
because
I'm a little neighborhood.
Guy.
Yeah, there's lots of little stores that I've actually gone into. Repair store that I went into that I didn't even know was there.
I'm all about supporting the little guy. Yeah. I'd rather go to the little guy first than big store.
And they're nicer and they're friendlier.
Support your neighborhood, too. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to do that. And Cyber Monday, I mean, people shop online all the time now. Yeah. It's not a big deal. They just throw those sales up there just to get their boost their sales on Cyber Monday and then Giving Tuesday. I feel like I give to everybody. Do I have to give on Tuesday again?
You can give today.
I know, but
because I'm hungry.
You're supposed to. And Esmeralda's going to love this because I told everybody downstairs, you're up on 7. I was going to buy everybody breakfast, coffee, sandwiches, everything from Starbucks. I was going to go over and get it myself, but we have no one to do that now because we started early.
Well, you could run during the news break.
I'll never make it back.
Make a call.
But here's the thing. Do I get... Since I had the ask, I was going to do it. Do I get credit for that?
Absolutely. In my book, that qualifies as Giving Tuesday.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
Oh, you should get one of those Postmates.
What is a Postmate?
Have you seen that? It's a website. People just go on there and you write, I need someone to go get me Starbucks.
What?
And then someone does it.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
What's the fee?
I don't know.
What do they get in return?
Yeah, they get paid. They don't do it out of the kindness of their hearts.
So it's like the poor man's Uber Eats?
Yeah. But you can do you can be like, I need a Chipotle burrito. Go get it for me.
Well, would you want a crazy person come into your house?
Well, you know, usually you just meet them at the door. You don't let them in.
I understand.
Drop it
that.
Off right in the front porch.
But if you're hungry and you want a steak burrito at 1 o'clock in the morning, who's going to pick that up for you and come to your house?
The Postmates.
A crazy person.
They do background checks.
Guys, listen, I'm sure. I've been drinking since 6 p.m. I know it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I need a steak burrito. Can someone bring it over? And you go to Postmates.com? That's how it works?
Yeah.
God.
You could do that right now.
We've all become so lazy, haven't we?
Yeah. No one talks to each other anymore.
That was half the fun when you were all liquored up and you go to a burrito joint at midnight and make a scene and you get kicked out.
Yeah, or the Taco Bell by Wrigley Field.
Oh, yeah, which is going to be gone.
Which is going away, yeah.
Who bought that area?
I have no
idea.
What
are they going to put there?
I'm sure.
More retail?
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be what it is.
God, I live near there. It's unbelievable how that's changed. That hotel is almost done.
Almost done. Hotel Zachary. They've got the ice skating rink up at the park at Wrigley.
It's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Coming up, top of the hour, the 6 at 6, also in the 6 o'clock hour before 6:30, I had a third grade class do an assignment for us. We read some of these on Wednesday, how to prepare a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And we had them do another assignment, what to do with the leftovers.
Ah, okay.
So we're going to read those from the third graders at St. Alphonsus School, Miss Finley's class, and Miss Carroll's class at St. Alphonsus in Lincoln Park. Pretty funny.
Good stuff.
Third graders equal funny. All right, quick break, and we'll check top of the hour news. It's 720 WGN. All right, coming up, the 6 at 6, and Amber Holz from Concierge Preferred Magazine is going to come in and talk to us about all of the holiday happenings coming up in the next month. A lot of great stuff. I mean, do you guys have some go-to places? Like my sister, who lives in Palatine, my sister Diana will come in just to go to Butch McGuire's to see the decorations and have a Bloody Mary. That's her thing every year. So we all try to meet at Butch McGuire's and have a Bloody.
Yeah, I have nothing.
Zoo lights.
Nothing special.
At Lincoln Park Zoo. Yeah.
You know? Wherever the wind takes me.
Okay. Esmeralda, anything?
Gotta do the Chris Kindle Market.
Yeah, the Chris Kindle Market.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get the mug, drink some glue wine.
Yeah.
And they have one at Wrigley now.
They do?
Yeah.
I don't have to go downtown.
That's part of that whole ice skating complex at the park.
Right.
They got the ice skating rink up. And
at the park.
Yeah, they're putting up all the shacks for the Chris Kindle Market.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure of that. I'll double check.
I feel like I need to stop by Wrigley today.
Yeah.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
Your kicks. With the top 6 at 6, sponsored by American Weathermakers, the home of the 60-Minute Man.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Time for the 6 at 6. At number one, the longest-serving congressman from Texas has issued an apology after a nude selfie of him and intimate sext messages started circulating on social media. 68-year-old grandfather Congressman Joe Barton says he was a victim of a revenge crime. It's a grandfather. Sending out nudie pictures of himself.
Very unflattering, too.
The 17-term congressman explained that during the breakup of his second marriage a few years ago, he had consensual sexual relationships with mature adult women, and he apologized to voters for not showing better judgment. So he's 68 now. Let's say when he was 65, he's taking nude pictures of himself and sexting them to other women. I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. You take a naked picture of yourself, it's going to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do not take naked pictures of yourself. Don't do it. Everybody agree?
Agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. At number two, the 6 at 6. Today is Black Friday, the busiest shopping day of the year. 7 out of 10 of us will shop this weekend. Andy?
I am one of the 3 of 10 that will not.
I love it. I didn't think so. Esmeralda, are you shopping?
I'm in that Andy category.
Nice. We just need to find one more person.
You guys are going to get caught up in it. You're going to shop. You're going to shop online. It's going to happen. You should know that if you're planning a trip, anybody planning a trip on this show?
Nope.
Airlines and hotels are getting in on Black Friday. Huge discounts today. Wow Airlines. I've never heard of it.
No.
Just went to Iceland on Wow Air.
Wow Air, $99 to Iceland, $99 one way to London. You have to buy a round trip, but still under $200.
That's not bad.
$99 to London. Wow. Did you go to Iceland with Stephanie?
I did not. Separate trip.
Okay.
I went to Dublin, then Iceland.
I was in Dublin in August.
Oh, I just, like, last month.
Dublin, just $99 on WOW Airlines.
I paid under $400, so.
There it is.
It was good.
Today's discounts if you're looking to plan a trip. All right. Number three, shoppers hit the stores last night to get the Black Friday deals. Macy's Water Tower opened at 5. Target, Best Buy, all open doors last night. Again, who has time to do this on Thanksgiving?
It's a good way to burn off some calories from your really carb-loaded dinner.
I understand, but if you're there's people that drove in from the suburbs to go to Macy's at Water Tower.
Well, you get to see the lights. You get to maybe visit the tree, maybe make an outing of it.
It's just too
Bring
much.
Kids.
Okay. 6 and 6. Next one, Joe. At number four, if you're a hardcore coffee lover, we've got some great news. You don't have to give up caffeine. Researchers found that 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day is good for you.
Cool. I'm twice as good then.
It lowers the risk of premature death, cardiovascular disease, Parkinson's, depression, dementia, some cancers, type 2 diabetes, and liver disease. You're good. Do we have all coffee drinkers on the show?
Oh, yeah.
What if you load it up with cream and sugar?
Then that falls off.
Count me in.
Dave Schwann, got it?
That's the first thing I do when I get in the morning.
I'm telling you, if we had a runner.
The coffee machine.
If we had a runner, I'd send somebody over to Starbucks and I'd buy the show Starbucks coffee this morning. I'm sorry we don't. All right. At number five, the 6 at 6, who is Case Keenum? The kid was a backup quarterback for the Vikings, has now proven himself to be a legit starter. He had the Vikings up by 17 at half, 21 of 30 for 282 yards, 2 TDs, no picks. The Vikings beat the Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, 30-23. Who is he?
So he was with the Rams last year, and he got benched in favor of Jared Goff, who was a number one draft pick. He has taken a while to get to this level, and the only reason he's there is because Sam Bradford, the other quarterback, got hurt.
Right.
And Teddy Bridgewater had that awful injury last year, and now there are comparisons. You remember Rich Gannon, who led the 2002 Oakland Raiders to the Super Bowl that lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, coached by John Gruden that year, but he excelled as a quarterback later in his career.
Case Keenum, yesterday during the game, Troy Aikman said, okay, he didn't get drafted and doesn't have good size, doesn't have a good arm, but a lot of people passed on him, but he's showing he can play at a high level.
How about that?
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
That's good stuff.
Case Keenum. Okay. And finally, at number 6, do you feel full? Mm-hmm. Did you guys have a nice meal yesterday? Mm-hmm. Have some pumpkin pie, maybe some wine, beer, cookies? Well, be careful. From Thanksgiving to New Year's, the average American gains how many pounds? What would you think?
15.
15? Esmeralda?
25.
Dave Schwann?
I'm going to say 10.
Between 4 and 6 pounds.
15.
But if you put on 6 pounds every single year in 10 years, you're 60 pounds overweight.
I think I said this yesterday up in the newsroom. There was cookies right on the desk there. And I walked out and grabbed one and I did a sports cast. Came out.
I don't even
really like cookies that much, but they were just there.
When it's in front of you, you're going to eat it.
We're high achievers here.
Exactly.
So we're going to double that 4 to 6
pounds. We're going for the gold.
Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable.
720 WGN, happy Black Friday, everybody. We had Miss Finley's and Miss Carol's class at St. Alphonsus School in Lincoln Park do an assignment for us. How to prepare a turkey. We read those on Wednesday, and today we're doing what to do with leftovers. What to do with leftovers. This is from Miller. His first name is Miller. First, get dynamite or TNT. And get the leftovers. Place the dynamite or TNT under the turkey and buy a fire. Explode it and then eat it. Okay. Thank you, Miller.
Not bad.
Uh-huh. All right.
I've got one for Keaton.
Yep.
Keaton says what to do with the leftovers. First, put the leftovers in the oven. Then take them out of the oven. Then eat the leftovers.
Okay.
Last, enjoy the rest of Thanksgiving.
I like it.
Yeah, pretty good.
What to do with Thanksgiving leftovers? This is Holden. Number 1, leave it in the fridge. Number 2, do stuff with the turkey. Well, what kind of stuff? These are third graders. What goes through their mind? What kind of stuff? Number three, don't save it for next year. Number four, do stuff with it again. By the way, again spelled A-G-I-N.
Oh, I love the spelling.
Number five, throw it out in the garbage. Thank you, Holden. Okay.
I'm going to try to read this one. Penmanship is a little bit of an issue here as third graders. This is from Zach.
By the way, these are number two pencils.
Oh, yeah.
That they did this.
And they stay within the lines. It's nice. Mm-hmm. Go to a store. Go in. Make a bake sale in the store. Leave. Go to your house, find a dollar, go back to the store, act like you're donating for food. If that does not work, I have to turn this over, make it look gooder than it was, and go back to your house, get a dollar and change, and put the dollar in the bin. If that does not work, give it to a poor person.
Okay.
I like where he was going with that.
I like the angle at the end. Yeah. Give it to a poor person. How to prepare a turkey. Third grader Miles. He has a picture of a turkey with a sign that reads, I'm weird. Okay?
Okay.
First, get a sharp knife and move your hand on the turkey and cut it. Enjoy it. Get a spoon and put stuff in it. Then eat it. All right. Thank you, Miles.
Okay. Christopher, what to do with the leftovers. You eat all the marshmallows. Then you pick off the dirty stuff on the turkey, then eat the dirty stuff, then shove all the drinks into your mouth, then you will probably not feel good. Eat all of the desserts. Oh, and he says, by the way, I'm an awesome cook, but if it's not good, don't eat it.
Okay.
Excellent advice.
I wonder if these kids see the necks, and you know when you buy a turkey, all the weird stuff is inside, so you got to pull it out and kind of toss it. Okay. This is Max P. First, you put the leftovers away or take them home. You can save them for the next time you eat it. It will be there to eat. You can also use ketchup if you'd like. Okay. Thank you, Max P.
This is, I believe, Eva. There's a picture on this assignment sheet. There's a picture of a turkey that some of these kids colored in. Mm-hmm. This person put little thought bubbles going on with the turkey, and it says, the turkey is saying, I hate Thanksgiving. Once someone tried to eat me. But now with the leftovers. If you have leftovers and you do not want to give it away, here's what you'll do. Stuffing. Go to Chicago, Illinois. She's giving her address here.
Don't read the address.
Go bury the rest of the turkey in your backyard. Mm-hmm. You could even eat it the next night.
Right.
So first, stuff the rest of your Halloween candy in it. Cook it on the grill for a day. And then put whipped cream on the top.
Everything always tastes better with whipped cream.
Yep.
Love that. The turkey the next day, not a fan.
Not at all.
It's always dried out.
Yep.
Unless you put a ton of Miracle Whip on it.
That's why you make turkey tetrazine.
Turkey tetrazzini. Yeah, it's a lot of work, though, Joe.
You get somebody else to make turkey tetrazzini for you.
Do you want
to
cook again after the day you spent cooking?
You get somebody else to do it.
My mother does that.
Yep.
She does. Or she makes turkey soup.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Because it'll moisten it up. It's in the broth and the whole deal. Yeah. What to do with leftovers? This is Jackson, third grader. What do you usually do with leftovers? Here's a new way. First, if you have a pet, give it to him or her. Okay. Number two, give it to a random person. By the way, anybody have pets on this show besides me?
I have a cat.
You have a cat? Thanksgiving Day, do you give your cat extra food?
I'll probably give her some turkey.
My wife fed our dog yesterday turkey during the day, like four different times. I'm like, Sarah, Wrigley's going to get huge.
You can't fall asleep.
Yeah, and then he's going to beg for more. And that's exactly what he did. Just begging for food all day long. Number two, give it to a random person.
Okay.
What to do with leftovers. Number three, give it to people on the street. Last, wait a couple of days. Top secret, give it to Santa.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I like that. What to do with leftovers? Do you have any here? Here you go.
I'll take this one.
All right.
Thanks. Jenna, what to do with leftovers? Usually me and my brother get to take home the wishbone. But if I don't know what my aunt does with the leftovers, here's how I think it goes. My aunt stores them for like a month and then eats them. Truthfully, I do not like turkey. Gobble, 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 Mr. Turkey. P.S. Mr. Turkey does not exist.
And finally, this is Brogan. What to do with leftovers? First, you pack all the food and find homeless people. Okay.
Okay.
I like it. Next, you say, want some leftover food? If they say yes, you give them a quarter of the food. Say, happy Thanksgiving. If they say no, you say, okay, and move on. Thank you, Brogan. All right. Thank you again to Miss Finley's and Miss Carol's class at St. Alphonsus. Quick break. It's 720 WGN.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
720 WGN, 636. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Andy Mazur is here. Esmeralda is here. And today is the busiest shopping day of the year, the start of the holiday season. So much stuff going on in Chicago. Here to tell us about it is Amber Holst from Concierge Preferred Magazine. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
What is Concierge Preferred Magazine for people that have never heard of it?
No worries. Concierge Preferred is a visitor publication for the city of Chicago. So we basically have a variety of publications, digital products, and marketing initiatives that better educate concierge and those who work with Chicago's visitors, navigate them around the city with the best things to do.
It's your own personal concierge.
We leverage the concierge insight, package it, and then push it out to the masses.
I just like saying concierge.
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 Concierge, yes. And you know a lot of concierge around the city.
We do. We have fantastic relationships with them. I survey them pretty much on a weekly basis to
really?
Make sure that I stay as tapped in as possible to what's happening.
Because these men and women know everything that's going on.
They make over 5 million referrals on places to go each year.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of requests.
I mean, think about it. You go to a hotel or you come downtown. Yeah. If you're ever, I've done this 100 times. If I'm in a different city, walk into a hotel, ask a concierge.
Absolutely.
Seriously. They know everything. And if they don't know everything, they'll find you somebody that knows it. Yeah.
They know the great local spots to eat. So you don't go to the quote unquote touristy spots.
Right.
You go to the real places.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people want to go to touristy spots too.
Well, yeah, maybe you tell them you want to go to a touristy spot or you tell them you want to go to a real, you know, real Chicago place.
Exactly. A lot of people want to venture to neighborhoods. They want to do token things downtown. And
right.
The beauty of holidays in Chicago is that it's a perfect mixture and culmination of both of those experiences based on what people are looking to do.
God, there's so much stuff going on this holiday season.
There's a lot.
How about this weekend? Can we focus on that first before we go the entire month?
We sure can. Before we get to the weekend, though, today is a big deal. They are wreathing the lions at the Art Institute at 10 a.m. today.
Do people come downtown to see that?
Why not? It's one of the most, they're kind of the city's unofficial mascots, if you think about it. I mean, how many pictures are taken in front of the lions?
Right.
The wreathing is fun. They actually have MCs, are some cast members from Hamilton, and that's at 10. The wreathing ceremony goes till about 10:30. And then afterward,
they milk that for a half hour?
Oh, yeah. Why not? Well, they have like a choral group come and singing.
Okay.
And then you can bring kids. It's really family friendly. You can bring kids inside. In the modern wing, they have the Ryan Learning Center. And so kids can like make their own little wreaths and they have art projects. It's free. It's open to the public. It's just a nice, fun experience.
That's
if you
at
are
10
downtown.
O'clock.
10 o'clock.
God, that's great. I've never known about that. Seriously.
Pete.
I mean, I knew they put the wreaths on the lions downtown on Michigan Avenue, mm-hmm. but I never knew there was an actual ceremony.
It's true. There's a ceremony. It's official.
All right.
It's almost as cool as when they put the helmets on it, when our sports teams perform well.
Andy's looking at me, why the hell would you go to that? Well, I have a 12-year-old, and, it's a little singing. You get in the Christmas spirit. You know. Yes.
Well, arts and craft, why not?
Sure. Okay. So the wreaths at on the Lions at 10.
Absolutely. And then more to Andy's point about neighborhood things. This weekend is Chill Fest. It's put on by the Wicker Park Bucktown Chamber of Commerce. And it doesn't sound very holiday-ish, but it is. It's Small Business Saturday. So if you're looking to do holiday shopping and to support that initiative of independent and local businesses, you can go there. They have really great boutique shopping. And then one of the cool things about it is that they have 50-plus musicians from the Chicago area that perform live acoustic sets within the various stores neighborhood. So it's kind of a fun little progressive crawl. If you're not sure what you want to get someone, you just want to check out some live music, get the vibe of a neighborhood. I think when you give that gift too, it gives you a different story to tell based on where you got it, as opposed to, you're my favorite cousin. Mm. Got this on Amazon 3 days ago.
There you go, bro. Yes. What streets in Bucktown and Wicker Park?
It's basically along... It's various locations, but primarily concentrated along Milwaukee Avenue, North Avenue, and then up and down Damon, where majority of the shopping and boutiques are.
I mean, think about it. I've lived here forever. I've never known about that.
Yeah, primarily east of Damon.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, it's fun things. And then the other thing I love and I think is great to do, and I would suggest doing it this weekend before it gets too frigid outside, is illumination. If you're in the suburbs, illumination at the Morton Arboretum is actually a really fun experience. It is a mile-long hike outdoors, and it goes through the arboretum, and what they do is they illuminate the trees. And when I say that, while the Magmile is beautiful and illuminated and it's magical and all of that, I mean, they do like weird interactive LED lighting. You can get like a little medallion that like interacts. It feels like you're playing laser tag.
Really?
If you like touch the tree, it'll like change colors. They have live music. There's video elements. And then if you do get cold, they actually have cute little like fire pit set up. So you can sit around it almost like campfire style.
Okay.
And like, roast some marshmallows or have some like, you know, hot chocolate.
Where is that located?
It's in Lyle.
Okay.
So if people are out there, that really is a good holiday experience. It's unique. It's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not just for kids. Like, as an adult, I love going to it. I'm like, this is, like, so trippy.
I mean, for me personally, I'm not, it wouldn't really work for me because my attention span is next to nothing.
Although
but for a
might.
Lot of people.
I mean, if you have blinking lights synchronized to music, it might keep your attention okay. before right. you go squirrel.
And people walk through, and you said it's a mile long?
It's a mile long. You can kind of go at your own
leisurely
pace.
So you can milk
pace.
It. Yeah. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. Do they have booze?
That's why flasks were invented. They have a couple little purse bourbon, per
right.
se.
Uh-huh.
They do have a couple wine nights and things like that that are geared more toward adults. So the, you know, the later ticket options, they do include wine.
You know, the thing I love about this city, I mean, not to mention that the Chicagoans are tough, and when you come to visit, you should think that, you know, you should be tough well as well. But even during the winter, there's a lot of outdoor stuff to do. The skating ribbon at Maggie Daly Park, it's awesome.
Yes.
I'd go out there and just spend a couple hours just trying to just skating and trying to stay out of people's way.
Andy, you're stealing my thunder. That
Sorry
was on
about
my
that.
List.
Okay,
no,
good.
I completely agree. Yeah. Well, and I know, Pete, I know you like to take your family to the McCormick Tribune rink, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's under the bean. It's the token kind of oval shaped rink.
Right.
It's a great experience in and of itself. But the ribbon is really this unique. You feel it's escapism.
It's
you know,
not
you're
flat.
Like, am I in some weird alpine? It's good cardio.
It's not flat. I mean, it does it, dip and
yeah.
dive.
I have friends that come in every year, and this year I've never done it. I've heard so many things about it, Maggie Daly Park, and this is the year.
It's great. You have to.
We got
and
a
I
date
like
on
the
December
ribbon.
22nd.
Yeah.
I like the ribbon mentality because, you know, when you have the oval thing, you know, some people are trying to do their spins in the middle and
right.
you get first timers holding onto the outside. I'm like, I'm going to knock down a toddler. Like, this is the ribbon, I think, is a little more conducive to navigating people.
I can't skate, but I can move my body on skates.
Okay.
My son can skate.
So you can look good doing it.
Right, right. But am I going to have to skate uphill at Maggie Daly? How does that work?
It's not like a mountain.
No.
It's just, you know, it's a slight little incline. Yeah.
The great thing about skating right over here in Millennium Park is you got the park grill. You can go and have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Maggie Daly, there's no booze, right?
There is no booze there. However, you could just walk across the street and go to Tavern at the Park. So,
okay.
like, Tavern at the Park is the Maggie Daly skating ribbon, what Park Grill is to the McCormick Tribune ice rink.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
so you can
pre
and post game.
Now you have my attention.
When you skate
I love
dance.
It. So much stuff going on in Chicago. I'm going to check traffic, take a quick break, and we'll talk some more. Is Butch McGuire's on your list to see?
It is, too, with the holiday
okay,
lights.
Yeah.
It's one of the few remaining places that go all out that much. It's such a wonderful experience.
It's crazy. And I feel like people come in from the suburbs to say hello to Bobby McGuire because so many people know him.
Absolutely. He's a fixture.
You grow up, you know, downtown, going to Butch McGuire's, and then you come back with your family. This is Bobby. He kicked me out four times.
Kids, when you're 21, the street, you'll know so much about it.
Amber Holst in studio with us from Concierge Preferred Magazine. What's the website people can go to if they need info?
ConciergePreferred.com. I'm going to spell that because it's two words most people can't spell. ConciergePreferred.
Yes.
She practiced that.
Before. Or Google it.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran, 649 in studio with us, telling us what's happening this holiday season. It's Amber Holst from Concierge Preferred Magazine. We talked about what's happening this weekend. What is going on during the holiday season?
All right. So during the holiday season, you have the token, what I call like must-do bucket list holiday traditions. Mm-hmm. So obviously the Chris Kindle Market downtown. They also have one in Naperville now, and then this year at the park at Wrigley.
You're right, Andy. For people that have never experienced this, what is it?
It's basically an outdoor market. So it has little different vendors hawking wares. You can have some Glühwein, which is like a German spiced mulled wine. Mm-hmm. They have various beer, obviously, because it's German themed.
Right.
And it's kind of modeled after the popular holiday and Christmas markets that you find throughout Germany. So they really have a lot of vendors that actually come in from Germany. So it's very authentic in that context. And then they have some more tangible kind of things. You could go there and buy like a Rastafarian sweater. So it's very varied in terms of the options that you can have.
You could wear that to the holiday Christmas party.
But it's really fun because they always have like an Alpine band performing.
Right.
They have a little warming tent. I love going there for lunch personally, just to kind of go during the day, walk around, have a little schnitzel or currywurst, have a little Glühwein, go back to the office. It's just really kind of a fun experience. It's really easy also to tie into seeing some other iconic Chicago traditions.
Well, usually stop there, have a beer, and then go. Yeah, yeah, you can walk right past Macy's.
Exactly. So you can go see the holiday windows. It's actually the 50th anniversary of the holiday windows this year. So the theme of the windows, which are all kind of like animated and they're really beautiful to marvel at, is Reason to Believe, which is part of like the Macy's holiday campaign. And then while you're there, you have to go inside because you have to go to see the great tree
in the walnut room.
Yes. Maybe eat a chicken pot pie if you want to. But the tree this year I think is really special because of that anniversary. The ornaments on it are kind of through the decades, so they have things that date back to the 1960s. Ornament wise, they have ornaments from the 70s,
very cool,
80s, 90s. So it's really, particularly if you're coming with family, it could be a great conversation piece to say, I remember when we had trees that had that on it.
Right.
And then I think this is not holiday related, but if you are in Macy's, just as a bucket list Chicago thing, you have to go check out the curved dome that is Tiffany Mosaic. It's absolutely beautiful and stunning. And my brother Adam will kill me for saying this, but I made him go see it one day, and he's like, why are we doing this, sister? Because the best place to see it is on the fifth floor from the women's lingerie department. And it's kind of one of those, like, where are you taking me, woman? I'm like,
now
trust
you
me,
have my attention.
It's the coolest
like
view.
It.
So,
well, I feel like Macy's is a tradition for a lot of people. They come downtown, but the Walnut Room, oh my gosh. I mean, think about the people that have gone through there over the years, and it is, it's very cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, what else do you have
all
for
right
us?
I believe that you need to do zoo lights at the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yep, do it every year.
Which is so much fun.
Yep.
And then if you're
they serve beer, by the way, just for the record.
They do.
Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah. They do.
Mm-hmm.
And then speaking on that, they do have, it used to be kind of brew lights, but it's like adult night now. And that's actually next Thursday.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's at nighttime. It's more geared toward adults. There's more than just beer. So it's kind of a fun thing to do as well. And then I think while you're up there, it's really great to check out some iconic restaurants sometimes. So I think Mon Ami Gabi is a classic.
Sure.
Too. You can have, you know, French onion soup, and yep, it's like a winter warmer thing. It's a great view.
RJ Grunts.
Exactly. There's so many options up there that it's more of the neighborhood experience. And then if you want to see all of those holiday-centric things, there's two tours that I recommend people do. One is the Chicago Trolley and Double Decker Bus Company's Holiday Lights Tour, because it hits all of the token illuminated things to see in the city.
Really?
And then same thing with Absolutely Chicago Segway Tours. If you want to bundle up and then do that, it hits all of the downtown sites. So they're just kind of fun ways to cover all of them.
I love both of those, and I've been on both of those. The double-decker bus is great because it's such a novelty, but riding the Segway downtown is unbelievable.
It's fun. It's awkward at first, and then once you get used to it, you're like, this is awesome.
People are thinking, you know, the Segway with the two wheels and the handlebar, you don't think you're going to get it. You can pick it up in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I did Timmy's tour. What's
that's Absolutely Chicago Segways. Yeah.
Yes. She will teach you to ride the Segway in 30 seconds. Seriously.
And it's
great.
If you picked it up that quickly, I know I can.
It's so much fun, man. You're trucking around the city on a Segway. Yes.
I agree.
It's good stuff.
It is. And then the two others I would recommend is Caroling at Cloudgate, which happens every Friday at 6 p.m. They bring in different choral groups. So tonight's is, I think, St. Leo's Choir. I know upcoming they have a Broadway and Chicago cast members coming. And you can join in singing classic carols with them.
And this is all free. People
it's
just
free.
Show up.
It's
yeah.
free. And it's gotten large. Because at first I'm like, I'm going to go there. I am tone deaf, but I'm going to belt out songs. But the good thing is enough people go that I get drowned out so I can do this. And then, of course, Museum of Science and Industries Christmas Around the World and Holiday of Lights exhibit, which has been around since 1942 and started with a single tree. And now it's kind of evolved over the years.
I had no idea. I live in the city. I don't know about any of these things.
And it basically reflects the different diverse cultures that Chicago is home to and is known for. So each of the trees represents a different ethnic group and how they celebrate the holiday traditions. So it's really educational. It's fun. They have a holiday stage in there. So if you go on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, they have like live musical performances, and they actually have like little intermittent snow that falls inside.
I love that museum. I've been there 1,000 times. The tornado. Sure.
The baby chick hatchery, that was always my favorite growing up.
You start
and the
out,
submarine.
You start out in the ticket area with the train. You got to go up in the train. It's great. Museum of Science and Industry. I love it. Do you have any big ones? We got about a minute left or 2 minutes left.
Neighborhood one, back to Andy's point. Yep. The St. Lucia Festival, I love. It's in Andersonville. It's on December 13th. And what it does is it starts with a procession at 4:45, and they call it with Lucia Girls.
Okay.
And it pays homage to the neighborhood's Swedish roots. So you have all the girls that wear the wreaths with candles on it that go down the street. You can go back to the museum after. They educate you on the history of what that is. But Andersonville, like Wicker Park, Bucktown,
sure,
awesome shopping area of local boutiques, really cool stuff.
Great restaurants, very underrated for restaurants.
And then you can go to the iconic Simon's Tavern and have some traditional glog,
right?
Because it's only available this time of year.
God, I love that. Wow, thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank
you
for
having how was Tim O'Malley doing?
Tim's doing great.
I noticed that he didn't wake up and come in this morning.
I know. I was texting him. I'm like, are you going to listen to me?
Give the website again. People can check it out.
ConciergePreferred.com. So I will make sure to post a lot of these on there. You can also follow us on social media. Just look for Concierge Preferred. And I hope everyone gets out there and enjoys all that our amazing city has to offer.
I mean, there's so much stuff, and there's so much free stuff for around the holidays, and you guys have it on your website.
Which is great.
So cool. Amber Hulse, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Coming up, Coach Fitz, right after 7 o'clock at 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Oh, I'm a big Skilling fan. Yeah, no, I always have been. Stacey, I'd go to bed. You know, Tom Skilling gives a seven-day update. I'm like, all right, I'm out. You know, and 2 minutes later, I'm snoring. I'm getting elbowed.
Cold, rainy, and windy, and they go out and win 39-0 over Minnesota. God, I love our next guest, the head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats, Coach Fitz. Happy Thanksgiving. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all the great listeners here on WGN. Thanks.
You know how much I love you. The Saturday's game, Clayton Thorson, 3 touchdown passes, Justin Jackson, 166 yards rushing, 6th straight win. But my favorite part is the defense, 5 turnovers. They forced them.
Yeah, they were outstanding, especially up front. Our defensive line played so well, and we're going to need to do it again here tomorrow down in Champaign. So I hope all you guys have had a great Thanksgiving, and as we reconvene here a little bit later this morning, they show up ready to go battle one more time.
You mentioned after the game on Saturday that your team practiced in the cold, and before the game they were jumping around like wild people, and you kind of knew something was up.
Yeah, you know, last Wednesday, as you guys remember, weather was not great, and we went out and practiced in it, and we had one of our best practices of the year, and the guys just embraced the difficult times, and they took it into Saturday, and I think we used it to our advantage. And, you know, I wasn't cold. I looked like I had a snowsuit on, but I was I was well prepared for the elements, just like our guys.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you specifically about Justin Jackson and just how proud you are of being able to watch this kid for 4 years and not only the growth on the field but also off.
Well, just a great Chicago family. You know, a young man from Glenbard North High School, and Ryan Wilkins and the staff out there along with Justin's dad just did a terrific job preparing a young man to come into our program. And Matt McPherson has done a great job with him as our running back coach, but the credit is all on Justin. He's a great teammate. He's got an amazing work ethic. You know, obviously his play and production on the field speaks for itself, but young man who's up for the William V. Campbell Trophy for the Academic Heisman here in a week, he's just a once-in-a-coaching-lifetime type player. And, you know, here on Thanksgiving weekend, just very thankful not only for him, for his family, but also all of our guys and their families. And to all of our great fans, it's been a fun year, and hopefully we can get you a couple more. But just so thankful for Justin.
The 6th straight win, the most for Northwestern since 1996 when you were a senior.
Yeah, you know, that's,
I told him not to mention that to you.
The game we lost.
I'm kind of a superstitious guy. So if something's going great, I'm wearing the same clothes. I'm driving the same way to work. Are you superstitious at all?
No, not at all. I believe in routines, but I don't believe in superstitions because you know what? No offense to your game day underwear or your socks.
Yeah.
Or even Matt McPherson, our running back coach, who hasn't shaved since we started winning. I'm sure his wife Pam is just ecstatic. He's just ecstatic for Saturday post game. But you know, I love it. That's the cool thing about sports and the great thing about college football. You know, there's just so much tradition. And you know, this weekend we fight for our tradition, and that's the Land O'Lakin Trophy. Our guys have had a great week. We had a lot of families come in, and then a lot of our guys either go to coaches' homes or with teammates yesterday, and just a great great tradition of college football to be able to spend quality time with your brothers. And our guys are excited for tomorrow.
That's what you do, though. I mean, I feel like your teams are more of a family. It's just not a football team that you just rotate guys in and out every single year.
No, you know, we try to build a program here that, family first. It sits right in the middle of what we value. And it can't be a some-of-the-time thing. It's got to be an all-the-time thing. And that's, you know, like we all have, you know, family members are all different. And the most important thing is communication and trust and your ability to love each other. Doesn't mean you have to like each other, but, you know, loving each other and being there for each other. And, you know, it's been really neat. I don't know. It's double digits for sure over my 12 years. Truly, the brother combinations that we've had that I've had the privilege to coach. You know, we've got a handful right now with the Miller brothers and the Bergen brothers. I could keep going on the Kairos. Most recently, and it's just a lot of fun to be able to have those families, united to have a chance to play college football together.
Yeah, and that family thing goes as far as your Twitter handle for the football team. It's NU Football Family.
Right.
I mean, it just goes to show you how big a deal that is.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you got to, like I said, it's got to be an all-the-time thing. It just can't be. I think a lot of people give lip service to it. You know, they say they have it, and then the players, you know, are on recruiting trips, and they talk to the players, and they're like, no, we don't like the coaches. We don't like our teammates, and, you know, that's all a facade. It's got to be owned in the locker room. You got to recruit the right fit and the right young men and families, and just really proud of our staff for the job that they do in recruiting. You know, Chris Bowers leads that, but the whole group brings the right guys in, and the way we develop them, just really proud.
Your strength coach, Alex Spanos, the video went viral after the game where he's wearing the polo shirt, short sleeve on the sidelines, no coat, dancing around like a madman. I mean, I don't know the guy, but after watching the video over and over, I love him, and I want to hang out with him, and I want to dance just like him in the cold.
Yeah. Yeah, the pride of Park Ridge, Maine South. He does a great job. Jay Hooten leads that area, and we've got five great, great strength coaches, Coach Jackson and Coach Spanos, Coach Orozco, and Coach Flannery that support Coach Hooten, and those guys do a great job. They're phenomenal. Like I said early in the week, they're kind of our little hidden secret, but now I guess the cat's getting out of the bag. I'm not sure Spanos is enjoying this type of attention, even though he wears the schmedium with the cut-off sleeves. He's not that type of guy. But
really?
He's just, no, not at all, not at all. But he is a high-energy, high-motor, great, great coach, and just like the other four guys, he's absolutely perfect.
It was, that video was great, wasn't it?
And I love Smedium. That's awesome.
Smedium, that's right. Awesome. Yes, the announcer said that. And, Coach, Saturday against Illinois, you mentioned that in Champaign. You guys are headed for a bowl, but how do you keep your players focused because you want to finish strong?
Well, you know, that's the key. You know, we've had to be focused all week, and we put a great week of preparation together. We got to take it with us to Champaign. We got to do what we've done. We've got a standard of the way that we prepare, a standard of the way that we play. And we're playing our rival. You throw the records out. This is our lone rivalry trophy in the Big Ten. It's the biggest game of the year for us. It's compounded by having the challenge to go do it on the road and playing a team that's, quite frankly, that you know, this is for their seniors, their last game, and we've got two to go. So
right.
We know we're going to get their best shot. You anticipate that every week, but especially in a rivalry game. And, we've just got to go. We got to go play our best game of the year to give ourselves a chance to win. And, like I said, we've had a great week of prep, but we got to take it with us.
Coach, you're the best. Congratulations on a great season. Go get him on Saturday, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. It's great talking to you. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our great Wildcat fans. Thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.
Take care. Coach Fitz from Northwestern. He is just the best.
And they have established that homegrown type of label, you know, with obviously with Fitz playing there.
Right.
But Chris Collins coming in, you know, a Chicago kid growing up here as his dad was coaching the Bulls. And they're locked up for many, many years to come as far as their contracts
are concerned. I feel like we're finally turning the corner over there. And, man, it's just fun to watch Northwestern this year.
They're fun people to be around, too.
Yeah. I mean, listen to him. Mm-hmm. How nice is he?
Yeah.
He's even nicer in real life.
Yeah.
You know. Coach Fitz brought to you by our good friends at Fields Auto Group. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Showcase Studios, 722. I'm all about the bar crawls. In its 22nd year, the 12 bars of Xmas, they call it T-Box, traditionally has been one of Chicago's hottest holiday events. This year, it's T-Box 2017. The founder, Chris Festa, joins us in studio. I love that your last name is Festa, like Festivus or Festival.
Yes, that is my actual last name. I had no choice in the matter, but it seems to fit.
I love bar crawls. I love it. And I got involved. I went to this, I want to say, four or 5 years ago. It is a party. It is so much fun.
Thanks. Yeah. I just really, you know, I'm glad I got to move to Chicago, where it's the best place in the world to have bar crawls. And I just started doing this. It was better than having parties in my apartment and having a place.
Yeah, explain the story how this all started, because this is how these Chicago stories start. It's like, what if we tried this?
Yeah, well, when I used to have a real job and I had a bunch of coworkers, I used to throw little bar crawls for them every few months. And this Christmas idea came up. So in 1996, I was just a few years out of college, and I said, 12 bars of Christmas, 4 o'clock, be there. And I was the only person there at the first bar.
Because you didn't want to have people come over to your house and trash your house at a holiday party, and you didn't want to clean up. So you're like, let's go to a bar.
Exactly. And about 50 people showed up the first year. And I did it the next year. A few more came and a few more and a few more. And that's kind of how we got where we are today.
When did you get to the point where you're thinking, okay, I can monetize this?
That's a great question. After the seventh year or so, I started charging a little bit, and people were happy to pay for it. We were able to put a little more pizzazz and a little more effort into the organization of it.
Andy, this is something that you need.
Yeah,
to go
I know.
To.
I do need. I've seen the after effects of it a couple of times driving down Addison. But I'm just curious. I mean, how much has it grown over the years? I mean, you said you were the only one the first year. I mean, how many people do you expect?
Well, it has averaged between 14,000 and 15,000 people every year since 2010. So, you know, we're looking to get somewhere between 10,000 and 15,000 coming this year.
You're going for the world record this year. What does that mean?
We decided it would be fun to officially try to bring the title to Chicago for the Guinness World Record largest pub crawl. It's currently only about 4,800.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. But what we have to do is we have to count everyone very diligently.
How do you do it?
Well, we're going to have really nice souvenir badges like we do every year.
Okay.
And we will have stewards and monitors who will scan the QR code on them if people visit at least the required 10 bars during the period.
Okay. So you could be in the Guinness World Book of Records next to the fat guys on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Or the guy with the longest fingernails. Yeah, or the tall guy, the goofy-looking tall guy. I love this. Tell people where it starts, the bars that are involved. It's in Wrigleyville.
That's correct. There are 38 different venues in Wrigleyville, and the official hours are from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. But we're having an opening ceremonies a little bit beforehand at 9 at Cubby Bear on stage. And we've done that every year for the last 11 years. And we officially start it kind of like the tapping of the keg at Oktoberfest.
Right.
Except we do that with cereal.
What? Do you put the beer in the cereal? How does that work?
You can. I just one of the things I started doing was I'm not really much of a party host in the traditional sense. So whenever I had parties, I would just have cereal instead of real hors d'oeuvres. So I started taking them to bar crawls, and people got a kick out of it.
And when did people start dressing up? People dress up for this thing.
Yeah, it is a very elaborate costume party. It's kind of like Christmas and Halloween and St. Patrick's Day all in one.
It's crazy. I mean, look at how excited I am. I'm like a kid on Christmas morning. I know. I can't wait for this.
Great.
Where can people get tickets? What can they do?
On our website, tickets are now for sale at tbox.org. That's tbox.org.
And how much is it, and what do they get for it?
Well, the tickets are $34.99, but there's a lot of coupon and group discounts. And in addition to admission to all the bars, you get a really nice t-shirt. You get two free appetizers during the day.
You gotta eat.
Free order of cheese curds from Will's Northwoods Inn that you can use anytime afterwards, full size.
I had them last week for the Wisconsin game. I was there at Will's.
They're great. They're good friends of ours. And we have hundreds of thousands of stickers to give out, and over 1,000 boxes of cereal we'll be doing cereal shots with, and just a ton of merriment.
Do you have a cereal sponsor? Who's your cereal person?
We did one year, but I don't like to be limited. So I like Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops,
sure,
Cocoa Puffs.
Okay,
you know.
I gotcha. This has been so successful for so many years. Do you have anything in the summertime that you do? Are there other events?
I have a couple of smaller events that are really fun. A Mardi Gras event called Bead Quest, which is after Valentine's Day in February. And then a baseball crawl in May called Cover Your Bases on a Cubs off weekend.
What? How come I don't know about that one?
I guess we haven't been doing our job. We'll make sure you're there this year.
Damn, I'm glad we met. This is great. See, Betsy Shepherd brings people together. That's what she does. Give the website again, Chris, for the 12 days of Xbox.
It's 12 days. It's the 12
T-Box,
bars.
I'm sorry, not Xbox. Xbox, T-Box.
I believe that's a registered trademark. But T-Box, TBOX.org. And you can buy tickets right there on the page and get all the information.
Chris Festa, if you would like to go, we have three to give away, and they can bring a guest, right?
Right.
All right. And this happens December 9th.
It is December 9th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's always the second Saturday in December.
Yes. So if you can go, call us. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. Let's do callers 6, 7, and 8. Okay, Joe? Chris Festa, thanks for coming in, man. Continued success, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Excellent. Great.
All right, it's 720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show.
13-yard gain here on fourth down. And right now, not looking good. Trubisky's going to run it, and he is going to get a first down!
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
To be a 46-yard field goal try by Connor Bart.
Oh, God.
Snap, hold, not even close. Wow. Holy Moses. Wow.
It's all a problem.
Let's talk Bears football. It's 7:39. He's a Hall of Famer. Hasn't been happy with this Bear season all year. It's brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Number 99, the Danimal, Dan Hampton. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Hey, great to hear you, Pete. Hey, Andy. Hey, hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Yeah, little Dan and I were headed to the city the other day. We saw a SWAT unit with the control RV and all that. We thought they were going to Connor Barnes' house to get him out. So it was an exciting moment for us.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Hey, guys, come on. Let's be realistic. And you just said I haven't been happy. How can you be happy? 3-7. 3-7. And, you know, at some point, you know, it all has to come to bear on where's the team headed? What is the direction? And I think it's very, very interesting that, you know, you can contrast these two franchises that will play come Sunday. Last year, I'll never forget the second game of the year. It was the Philadelphia Eagles coming to town. It was a Monday night game.
Yep.
We were a 5-point favorite. I remember Ed Obradovich screaming, beating on the table. We did a pregame because it was a night game.
Yep.
Screaming, this is a game we have to win. They've got a rookie quarterback. They've got a rookie head coach. We should own them. I went to the stadium, and I'm standing on the sidelines in the second quarter thinking, what the heck happened? They beat our teeth out. And I'm just telling you, this is what happens when you have a smart, dynamic coach and a smart, dynamic young quarterback. You can turn a franchise yep. around. And now, what has it been, some 22, 25 games, whatever, since Doug Peterson took over, they are the best team in football. They're 9-1, and we have our hands full come Sunday.
Ian Rappaport yesterday from the NFL Network tweeted, Vikings quarterback Case Keenum is out here balling, and the fact that he's become a legit starter of a very good team means we all know nothing about quarterback evaluation. Case Keenum, here's a guy that was the backup to the backup, and the Vikings look fantastic. This is what coaching does if you have a mediocre quarterback. I mean, think about it. We have Mitch Trubisky. If we had a good coach in there, what would happen to him?
Well, and it's not just I'm looking at, you know, hey, Dow Loggins, to his credit, came up with a pretty interesting game plan last week. They did everything from five wide to read option to bootlegs to quarterback keepers to, I mean, it was pretty good stuff. But all that being said, you know, Carson Wentz, the guy we're going to see come Sunday, he's got a pretty good crop of receivers. Got some good running backs. You know, they're a very good team. They're balanced, and they have a great offensive plan. They know what they want to do. They're number one scoring offense in football now. But all this is possible if you do take the bull by the horns and say, hey, I'm going to develop this kid and not put shackles on him, but let him grow exponentially. But here we are. This was our 10th game this past weekend. And in that fourth quarter drive, where Trubisky had that amazing, you know, crazy leg Hurst scramble
yep.
for first down. Well, guess what? Our home run hitter, Tariq Cohen, wasn't on the field the entire drive. Why is that? Well, he admitted this week that they don't know the 2-minute offense. Now, this is almost criminal. When you have a coaching staff that hasn't prepared your best, most dynamic player. And think about this. A 2-minute offense, by its very nature, what is it? You don't have a lead because that's where you just run the ball and try to burn clock. No, 2-minute offense means we have to score. Why wouldn't you want your best, most dynamic player on the field every play?
Right.
For, you know, but he's unprepared because he doesn't know the offense. Again, this is the John Fox era.
Yep.
And it's like we're supposed to just shut up and move on. No, it's ridiculous. And you think you're going to have less of this? Hey, it's his third year. You're going to have more of it.
Andy?
Yeah, let's talk real quickly about the quarterbacks that are going to be playing in this game, because there's so many comparisons going on right now between Carson Wentz in his first year without a lot of weapons to use. And Mitch Trubisky obviously going through that right now. But now you see Wentz with the weapons. And do you see Trubisky, if they do surround him with somebody to actually throw the ball to? I mean, it's kind of hard to say that he's going to be the next Carson Wentz. But does he have a chance?
I project him? Yes, yeah. Absolutely. You know, and again, what's the common denominator? Well, they're the second overall pick in the draft, I believe, correct?
Correct.
So they have, you know, they have athleticism. They have ability. They have a great arm. They're not, you know, they're not one of those type of situations where you've got some kind of an introverted kid where you're trying to, you know, draw it out of him. Carson Wentz has taken the reins of his football team, and he is basically bringing some plays that he had at, what was it, North Dakota State, mm-hmm. and said, hey, this works down on the goal line. And he is introducing and running plays that he feels very comfortable with. Those are the kind of players that you want to take ownership, that say, hey, anything I can do, anything we can do to make this team more explosive and more lethal. And, you know, I could see Trubisky doing this, and it will be a gradual process. But let's be realistic. At some point, everybody wants to say, well, what if we had Alshon? Alshon did nothing to endear himself to this franchise or this fan base his last 2 years. He was suspended. He was indifferent. He looked like it was a drag for him to be even dressing out for the games. And, you know, those are the years that you want to hear. I hate to say it, but you look what the Washington quarterback is doing. I mean, you know, Cousins is doing everything he can week after week to show, hey, I'm a great player. You need to reward me.
Right.
And Alshon didn't give us that. Well, all that being said, Alshon's maybe their second, third, or fourth best receiver, and we're still looking for him here. Inman's been a bright spot, but we still have a long way to go as far as equipping this offense on the outside.
God, it's just so frustrating. Hamp, I'm going to have you hold on, and then we're going to check traffic, take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about Thanksgiving game from 1980, okay?
Oh, boy.
Oh, actually, we're going to do it now. Do you have this soundbite?
Yeah, let's
Andy?
Do it right now.
Okay.
Vince Evans with the touchdown that tied it with no time left on the clock. Murray's kick fielded by Williams at the five. Williams breaks out of the pack. Dave Williams to the 30. Touchdown, Chicago. They win it on the kickoff after overtime.
First touchdown. So, Andy, go ahead. Here's the question.
So, tell the story about what happened after that in the ensuing melee of your jovial happiness.
It's a really I think precursor to my career. Just when you think everything's great, you get a blow to the face. And it was the beginning of the end for my looks. We were on the sideline.
The beginning of the end for my looks.
Anyway, we're watching, and we see Dave Williams, who was a terrific kid and a great running back. I mean, he was great. And he was a big guy, 222 pounds, returning kicks. Anyway, he returns it all the way to the end zone. We're delirious because we didn't want to play no more. We'd been rushing the passer all day over in that dome. I mean, I was anyway, so we just like a bunch of, school kids gleefully running like crazy to the end zone. And I had my helmet on, but it wasn't, I didn't have the chin strap on. And I'm one of the first ones there. And I'm like, patting Dave and hugging and screaming. And next thing you know, it's like somebody hit me in the face. And what had happened was our little buddy Walter, doing his little goal line jump, came up and jumped into the top of the pile. And when he came down, it came down across the back of my helmet, and somehow it slipped the helmet with the bottom of the chin strap, came up, the bottom of the face mask, came up and caught me under the nose and crushed my nose against my face. So everybody's jumping around, and then they're looking at me. I got blood coming. We got white jerseys on, and they threw the jersey away. Yeah. I mean, I was bleeding like a stuck pig. Anyway, and I said, this is a precursor to life. Just when you think everything's good, strap your helmet up.
Thank you, sweetness.
Oh, great story.
Dan Hampton, you can hear Hamp, OB, and Kaz, the post game on Sunday. OB, you got to watch him. I feel like he's going to have a heart attack one of these Sundays. He gets so worked up.
Well, we got to win sooner or later. Unfortunately, we'll sedate him this week because I don't think that's possible.
Yes, Dan Hampton. Hamp, have a great weekend. Love to Gina and little Dan.
All right, gobble, gobble.
Thank you, buddy.
See ya.
Hamp, always brought to you by our good friends at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
.720 WGN, it is Black Friday. Yep, that means deals galore. 7 out of 10 people will shop this weekend. We'd like to welcome in from Best Buy. It's Baua Zaying. Thank you for joining us. How are you? Are you busy right now? What's happening?
We are busy. We were open last night, and we're open again this morning starting 8 a.m., so just 7 minutes from now, and we are ready to rock and roll on this Black Friday.
You know what? We were talking about this earlier. I understand standing in line for Best Buy because you guys have all the deals, but I don't understand people standing in line to get clothes. I don't understand. I mean, everybody knows that you're going to get a deal on a big screen TV today, right?
Right, exactly. So that's whether you want a sweater or you want some of the TVs that we have on sale, to each their own, right? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What are the biggest electronics right now that people want for the holidays?
So we know that tech continues to be at the top of people's list. In fact, I think the National Retail Federation said about 70% of people are going to have some sort of tech item on their Christmas list. So we have everything from TVs. We just released a new doorbuster this morning, a Toshiba 55-inch TV. It's on sale for $279. So that's a great deal. That's $300 off. So TVs, we know. I know. Why aren't you in line, Pete?
Because I'm working. I get off at 9 o'clock, and then I'll hop in line.
So next year, you'll have to get in line for the TV. So we know TVs will do well. We know small appliances also do very well. So, for example, we have a KitchenAid stand-up mixer. I don't know if you're a baker, if you have loved ones that love to bake, but that is traditionally $500. We have it on sale for $199, which is ridiculous.
Love to have one of those, okay?
So you can, if you, I know you're at work, but if you want to do some online shopping later, that deal is also available online. So I'm saving you some time there. You don't have to stand in line even.
I like that. You know what? I have an old school TV. I need to get a new television, but I need the speaker that goes underneath, the long, skinny one. We have that in our family room, but in the bedroom, we don't have it. And the sound seems to be off now with the older TVs. That's what's happening, right?
Yeah. So as you notice, as TVs get better and better in picture, they're getting thinner and thinner, right? So then where does the audio go? So now they get you the best audio they can on the TVs, but those sound bars really do help you create that experience that you want when you're watching either your favorite movie or favorite TV show. So it looks good and you can hear the sound and feel the sound. So we actually do have some great deals on sound bars. So if you're shopping for one, take a look on BestBuy.com. And again, you don't have to leave your house. You can just take a look at those deals.
We are looking for a soundbar. And here's the thing with those. You can also play your music on your phone. You can play the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So you have tunes.
Great. Yeah, yeah. So I have actually a couple of Sonos in my house. I have three. Do you use any Sonos at all? That's also like a Bluetooth system.
Absolutely. Yes.
So we have some great deals on that. And it allows you to. So I have three in my house. So we have one in the kitchen, one in the family room, and then one in the upstairs. And I can play three different music tunes or three different podcasts. I don't know why there's three different podcasts on, but music in one, a podcast going in the other. So that's what I love about it is you can create vibes essentially for each different rooms, or you can have your music playing throughout the entire house as you're walking from upstairs to downstairs. You don't miss a beat.
Isn't that great? I mean, those Sonos speakers are, 8 inches tall? And they sound fantastic. When I was in high school, I'll never forget this, I used to have two speakers that were the size of a large mini fridge. And now, I mean, there's no way you need speakers that big anymore because the sound is just so crisp and clear, and you just need a small little wireless speaker. That's it.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
That you can take anywhere in the house and take it out on your deck.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to deal with cords or anything like that. And I think the other cool thing is, like you were saying, your speakers used to be huge. Now these are compact and they look good. So they fit into your furniture and your decor. You don't have to worry about something gaudy in your room.
Black Friday, is today your biggest day of the year?
Yeah, well, we think every day is our biggest day of the year. But we do know that this weekend is going to be big because these are when you're going to find the best prices and the best deals of the season. So we know yesterday was going to be big.
Right.
Today, of course. And then also Cyber Monday coming up. There will be some great deals there as well. These deals are so good, Pete, that I don't even know what they are yet.
And they can go to BestBuy.com in 3 minutes and figure that out.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So these are the big shopping days. So make sure you check it out.
Thank you, Bua. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Pete. See you later.
All right. Take care. BestBuy.com, man. They have all the deals. It's Black Friday. Everybody's going to be shopping this weekend. I know, Andy, you say
not
no.
Everybody.
It's not happening, but it is. All right, Jim Peterick is coming up in studio. He'll be at the Arcata tomorrow, but their big Christmas show. That's why he wants to come in December. Jim Peterick in 10 minutes on 720 WGN. Pete McMurray in the Allstate Showcase Studios. Our next guest, he's one of my favorite people. Singer, songwriter, performer. He's at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles tomorrow night, back there for their annual Christmas show on December 16th with the Ides of March. You can go to oshows.com for tickets. In studio with us, it is Jim Peterick.
Hey,
it
Pete,
is great
Andy.
To see you and your purple hair.
Oh, you know, I had it done just 2 days ago for you.
I love that.
It's very fresh.
You got a girl. I love it. Do you ever get sick of doing vehicle?
Hell no.
Because you know how people react to it, but you've done it 1 million times.
One for every record sold. Actually, we're at double platinum now, double gold on vehicle, 2 million sold.
You're kidding.
No, since 1970 when it came out. Yeah, we had a little time to sell records, you know. Oh, yeah. But no, we never get tired of it. When that audience, when we play that, ba-da-bop, the audience goes nuts. They're on their feet. They're singing along with the horns. They're singing the Love You Needs Use. How can you not love that?
I got to ask you about this song right here. I told you before, King is born. Aloe Black, King is Born.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
How does an African American artist like this guy, Aloe Black, find a white suburban guy like Jim Peterick to collaborate with? And if people hear it, the horns from Vehicle on this song.
Yep. And we are very proud to be aligned with Mr. Black. It's a great, great song. He's a great singer. And he contacted my publisher and did it the right way and got a, you know, sample of Vehicle, paid us some money, and put it on this King is Born thing and gave a whole new life to this song.
You sent me a text when this came out. You're like, I want you to check this out. And I had no idea who Aloe Black was. And right. Now I know most of his music because he's fantastic.
Amazing singer. I mean, he's a real deal.
And here's a guy like you that's been around forever and you've played with everybody. And there's this young artist that is very popular. I mean, you're learning stuff from him.
No doubt. In fact, I think we might do a medley of A King is Born and Vehicle.
God, I love that tune. I send you text messages when I'm working out and that comes up. I'm like, wow, this guy is talented.
He really is. And Vehicle just has a life of its own. It's every generation discovers it. It's so neat.
I've always wanted to ask somebody with a song like that.
Yeah.
When you're on stage and you see everybody and you hear everybody singing that song with you and as you said, sing along with the horns, what kind of feeling does that give you up on stage?
It's a timeless feeling. You know, I go back immediately to being 19 and writing this for my girlfriend to try to win her back. The whole scenario is in my head and I'm going, I'm pinching myself. Is this real?
And you feed off the energy of the crowd, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
I've told you this before. You have a gift. I mean, just to be able to write this music and be able to perform it. I mean, you've written songs for 38 Special, Survivor, of course, The Ides of March,
Beach
Sammy
Boys,
Hagar,
Beach
The
Boys.
Beach Boys.
Brian Wilson.
I could go on and on. I can't even compare it to anything because I don't even know how to write a song, but is it like when you get in the mode where you need to study for an exam or you're putting together a huge presentation the next day and you're in that mode and boom, you can just do it?
Well, right. In high school, I loved cramming for exams. I didn't do anything till the day before. I learned it all and I aced it. Okay.
Okay.
Same thing. Stallone calls me on the phone. Hey, yo, Jim, give me a call. I need a song. You know, you got a week.
Hey, yo, Jim, give me a call. Yeah, I need a song.
God, honest to God. And I thought it was a joke. It was on my answering machine, right? And I called it back just out of faith. And he said, hey, Jim, call me Sly. You know, and I'm going, what? Kid from Berwyn, I'm calling my hero Sly.
Right.
And he says, got this new movie, Rocky III. You know, I don't want going to fly now. I need something for the kids, you know. And this is one of these life-changing moments. But he said, I only got a week. I said, done. And me and Frankie got together and wrote this song in like 3 days.
3 days.
Eye of the Tiger.
Right.
Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger. So what do you write first? Do you do the music first? Do you do the lyrics
oh,
and then
man,
music?
That's the magic question, Pete. It sometimes comes together in one time. Like I'll be comping something, you know, and I'll start doing what I call nonsense words. Like, I said, man, Tony, see now. I'm leaving the innocent side alone. Got the phone that just get outside the ball. I don't it, don't it, don't. I'll play it back and I go, that sounds like, you know, I got my blues again. And I'll make words out of the gibberish, you know.
Right.
And all of a sudden you got a song.
Who did you grow up listening to?
Well, I started very young with Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, the Everly Brothers. My sisters were 12 years older than me and brought back the little 45s. We had an RCA that they dropped down. You know, you stack them up.
Right.
And I was mesmerized by those Sun labels, Johnny Cash, early Presley. And then, of course, the next big, you know, seismic shift was the Beatles. And that convinced me, holy crap. That's what I want to do. And they're writing their own songs. I can do that. And from that came the first Ides hit, You Wouldn't Listen.
Did you ever meet Paul McCartney?
I met Paul and I met George, and that's it. But that's not bad.
When you meet those guys, do you thank them? Hey, this is how... Because I'm sure they hear that all the time.
Oh, my God. I didn't know what to say. I was so tongue-tied. It was the 25th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper. We're at Abbey Road Studios, the top floor. And I'm in this queue, and I come up to Paul, and I'm humming, 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 humming. And I didn't know what to say. I finally said, yeah, I love you, man. And by the way, I'm the guy that wrote Eye of the Tiger. Oh, fancy that. So I got it out.
Oshows.com, your Christmas show. If people have never been to the Arcata Theater, first of all, the Arcata Theater, off the charts, fantastic.
Wonderful.
But
wonderful.
Your Christmas show.
Oh, well, first of all, shout out to Ron Onesti, because he's listening this morning.
I love Ron.
Hey,
I haven't seen him forever.
Well, you know, he's
so busy. I feel like he's the busiest guy. He's got a million things going on, and he's cooking for his family yesterday, probably.
Of course he was. Uh-huh. The plates are spinning, and so far not crashing. But, yeah, we got this Christmas show. It's the sixth year in a row we've done it at the fabulous Arcata Theater. It's the Ides of March. Opening act is Megan McDonough, a national treasure from St. Charles, and she's going to be doing an opening set and then joining us on stage for a couple Christmas songs. And if the first set is all Christmas, second set is all rock and roll, Full Metal Jacket, all the hits I've been involved with, Ides of March, Survivor, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so.
Are we going to see purple hair for the Christmas show or maybe red? What are we going to do?
You know, it'll probably be purple. And that's my brand, you know.
And you have the purple shades. Where do you get purple shades? Andy, do you have purple shades?
I do not have purple shades.
I got these in Rome, Andy.
Okay.
Yep.
We were go to Rome.
On the Spanish Steps. I said, Karen, I wish I could find a pair of glasses like kind of like that triangle. There they are. Holy crap.
There it is right there.
Cool.
Oshows.com for tickets. We're going to take traffic. We're going to check traffic, and you're going to come back and perform.
Please.
What's the first song out of the box?
I want to do a Christmas song. It's a song that Scott May and I wrote. It's become kind of a standard for us anyway. It's called Sharing Christmas.
Love it. That is Aloe Black. Using the horns from Vehicle. In studio with us is Jim Peterick, and I love it. I just love everything you do. He's got the purple hair today. Go to oshows.com to see their Christmas show coming up on December 16th at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a great time.
You know, I have reverb for you this morning, which is nice.
You know, this is high buck.
There it is right there. What's the first song you're going to do?
Well, it's a song that we're going to be doing at the Christmas show. Scott May and I wrote this song maybe about 10 years ago, and every year it gets bigger and more sounding like a staple of Christmas. At least I'd like to think so. There was a Share Christmas food drive at my church, St. John of the Cross in Western Springs, about 10 years ago. And, you know, I was going around houses delivering boxes and stuff like that. It was really, really neat. But I love that term, Share Christmas. So I always wanted to be listening for a hook. I wrote Sharing Christmas with Scott May.
All right. And here's Jim Peterick.
Hope I can sing this morning. Hey, it's after Thanksgiving. It's legal to go Christmas, right?
Yep.
All right, good. Don't let this silent night pass you by. Fill your heart with the season. Reach out your branches up to the sky. Where there is love, there's a reason. Sing for the children, the innocent few. Let the day spirit travel in you. Sharing Christmas. Christmas. It's more than just ribbons and balls. It's a feeling that grows sharing Christmas. Open your hearts on this day, letting your love light the way. Gather in song, all you angels on earth. Remember that life not together. Wait for the day when in light of his birth, we'll sing as one children in heaven. Let faith be your compass when the feelings are dark. Let the day spirit live in your heart. Sharing Christmas, it's more than just ribbons and bows. It's a feeling that grows sharing Christmas. Open your hearts on this day, letting your love light the way. Letting your love light the way. Letting his love light the way.
Yeah, baby. Jim Peterick with us in studio. Oshows.com, December 16th, the Ides of March Christmas show.
There's still some tickets left.
Every time you come in here, we end up talking and not enough time to perform. Can you give us a quick compilation of a few songs? Because we only have about 90 seconds left.
Only if you insist.
All right, go ahead.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had. My mind goes back to the girl I met long years ago, who told me just hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you cling too tightly, you're gonna lose control. Oh, well, my wavelength gets a little longer every time I wave goodbye. Hi, hi. Sentimental breakdown. You know I break down in life. Hi, hi. Where I'm not supposed to lie my head. Always see my softest pillow. And as I board my plane, something inside my brain hates to wave any goodbye. Hi, hello, goodbye. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. Now, woo-hoo-hoo! Get on your feet. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. Take that, yellow black. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Hop inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man. Take you to the nearest stop. I'm your vehicle, baby. I take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle woman on the Pete McMurray show. And I love you. I need you. I want you. Got to have your chap. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. One, two. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da.
Look at you sweating right now.
I'm spitzing.
Jim Peterick, go to oshows.com, the Ides of March annual Christmas show on December 16th. I love you. Thank you for
and
coming
tomorrow,
in.
Tomorrow, Cornerstones of Rock, Ides of March, Crying Shames, Buckingham's, New County 6, Shadows of Night, Elliot Haynes, Jeremiah. It's sold out, but I want to tell you about it. We're having a blast.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. I love you. Thank you for coming in.
Too.
It's 720 WGN. Thanks again to Jim Peterick. I do want to mention that he has a calendar out with pictures of all his guitars, rock birthdays in there. This is very cool. He just gave me a copy of this. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Barbara's Books, or you can go to JimPeterick.com. His guitar calendar. Look at all these guitars this guy has.
I liked when you asked him how many he had, and he knew exactly to the guitar.
That's a real guitar player, yeah, right there. Of course. I mean, there's a picture of the front page in this calendar of all his guitars. Wow.
192.
He's got one in the shape of the United States. You see that with the flag on it? That's great stuff. Coming up, we're going to talk to celebrity numerologist Michelle Arbeau. All she needs is your birth date, your month, the day, and the year you were born, and she will tell you your life path. Are you guys ready for that?
I hope so.
Let's take a look at news. Here's Dave Schwann. Pete McMurray in the Allstate Showcase Studios. I'm all about numbers. I had a paper route growing up. You guys remember paper routes when little grammar school kids used to deliver papers? So I always memorize addresses. I've memorized phone numbers by jersey numbers that I know. Number 9, Jim McMahon. Peyton, of course, 34. Michael Jordan, 23. Roland Harper, number 35. I have no idea what numbers mean, but I know they have meaning in my life. That's why we have our next guest. Joining us this morning, all she needs is your birth date, and she can tell you the life path that you are on. You can go to her website, Michelle Arbeau. Her last name is spelled Arbeau.com, and she's joining us right now. And Michelle, how are you? Thanks for getting up so early.
Well, I'm good. It's just a little early, but even the weather lady messed up, so I feel better now.
This is why I love social media, because I saw you posting on Twitter one day, and we started tweeting back and forth, and next thing you know, here we are on WGN Radio.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, it's just fantastic. What is a numerologist, first of all? What do you do?
Well, numerology and being a numerologist is working with the science of numbers. So I'm all about quantum physics and mathematics. It's not really metaphysical to me, as a lot of people might think it is. It's more of a science, because really, in the 17 years I've been doing this, I've never been wrong. And I always just joke, you know, I'm never wrong, I'm always right. But it's actually the science of numbers that's never wrong. It's just me, the deliverer of the message that I get to share with everybody. So it really is, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, and it's always going to be 4. So there's no gray area like there is with other so-called metaphysical arts.
So just by grabbing a person's birth date, you add up those numbers and you can tell them their path. So this is predetermined. You're just giving them the information.
Right. So think of it like this. I mean, quantum physics has a theory called string theory. And just to be basic about string theory, it is saying that everything, instead of matter as we once thought, the hard things, like let's say this desk I'm sitting at, it was, at one time we thought it was hard, solid matter, but it's actually not. In string theory, they say that it's frozen or slowed down light particles. So at the base of the atoms are actually energy. So that's given a lot of validity to my work, because then numbers are also, and everything else in the world is basically an energetic form. And energy can't be destroyed. It can only be changed. So when we're born into a specific point in time in the energetic systems that make up all things.
Are you guys following? Because this is fascinating to me. I just absolutely love it. What about certain numbers? I know you take their birth date and you add it up and you can tell them their path, but what about certain numbers that keep showing up in your life? Does that mean something's going to happen? What does that mean?
Messages, totally messages, and especially people who are very mental-based, mind-based. If you have a lot of mind-plane numbers, for example, it's very basic. Because if you think about how humans operate, we're either thinking something, feeling something, or doing something, or a combination of one of those three things. And so each of the numbers in your date of birth fits into a particular thinking, feeling, doing spot. So is it a thinking number? Is it a feeling number? Is it a doing number? And so that can show you, are you very mind dominant? Are you soul dominant? Are you physically dominant? What are your strengths in that area? Where are you lacking numbers on your chart? So everything goes in cycles of 1 to 9 in numerology. And if you think about it, any number in mathematics, if it could be, you know, like a 22-digit long number, it's still going to be made with the numbers 1 to 9, because that's the mathematical way. And then also 0, which is more of a symbol in mathematics than a number. So it's all about 1 to 9. And so that's how it's all based on. It's the numbers of 1 to 9. So any date of birth that you pick, any one, will reduce down to the numbers 1 to 9.
Yep, and they all have meaning. And I sent you mine, and mine was, what was it, added up, was it 1?
It was 1, but we don't typically reduce that because there's what's called master numbers. And the master numbers are 10, 11, 22, and 33. So let's say one of your listeners is doing this adding as we're talking, and their date of birth adds to one of those numbers. Then typically we don't reduce them because we want to look at that 10 first, because it is it holds special significance as more of a guiding energy or a mentoring energy.
Okay. We're going to. I'm going to take
a bit of a mentor, but you're a little bit of a skeptical.
Aren't we all skeptics, though?
No. Actually, I'm not at all. I'm one of those people. I think I have like the Peter Pan syndrome thing going on, where I believe anything is possible.
Really? Now, do you have Andy's, Andy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. What does his number add up to?
Hey, hold on here. Oh, Andy. No, I have Joe. Andy.
Okay. Mine would be 51067 or 1967.
And you have to put the 19 in there, right? Or the 2000
yes,
in there.
Yes, you do. 510, and it was 1967.
Michelle didn't think she'd be doing math this morning.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this early. It's a little early, honey. Okay, 1967, though, right? Is that
correct.
What you said?
Yes, correct.
Okay. 5, 6.
Michelle Arbeau, celebrity numerologist, on the phone with us. Go to her website, Michelle, ARBEAU.com.
So, this is Andy, you say, right?
Yep.
And who's Andy, the producer? So who is Joe? Joe's a different guy?
Joe's the producer, yeah.
Okay, so who's Andy?
Andy Sports, right next to me.
Oh, the co-host. Okay, I get you. All right, so Andy, all right.
Wait a second, Michelle, that didn't sound good.
Good night, everybody.
Well, definitely you're special because you're an 11, right? But the 11s are the life path that are usually the ones who most easily lose their way. So when they're younger, they usually are like way over here when they should be way over there, kind of thing.
Okay.
So they tend to go through a lot of crap, a lot of, you know, like, I won't do that again, hindsight learning, crazy stuff. It seems like one of those life paths that you've got to really go through a lot of personal experience first before you really come into your own. It is a highly creative number, though. 11s usually are creative people. They are, even Obama and his wife Michelle were both the 11 life paths, so they were like the 11-11 pair. And if you notice, 11 energy, especially like looking at Michelle Obama, she was seen in Target dresses and stuff, so they put money secondary. So it's really about what they do has to have meaning. And if it doesn't, then the money is nothing. It really has to have that depth to it. But
does he have a good year in 2018?
Well, let's see. In 2018, 6, let's see. Yes, you do.
Oh.
Okay, so you are in an 8 year coming up, which is all about manifestation and abundance. So opportunities coming at you left, right, and center, but you have to be aware of them because they're not going to just be blatantly obvious.
Keep your eyes open.
They're like breadcrumbs. So like, you know, I use the example of, let's say you're walking down the street and you meet someone that you haven't seen in a while, and they're like, hey, you know, how you doing, Andy? And you get talking, what are you up to these days? And they say, oh, you should talk to so-and-so. But let's say your mind says, nah, but your heart is like, yes, talk to so-and-so. Go talk to so-and-so because it's a breadcrumb.
All right, cool.
Totally.
Cool.
So talk to that person.
I'm going
to
talk.
Michelle, you have a great radio voice, by the way. I mean, it's just very calming, isn't it? She just has that calming voice.
She had me worried for a second there, but then she calmed me down.
I'm going to have you hold on for a second. We're going to check traffic, and then we're going to take some phone calls, okay?
All right.
Michelle Arbeau. You can go to her website, Michelle, ARBEAU.com. All of her information is right there. Let's take a look at traffic. Here is Esmeralda. What? 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Showcase Studios. I'm all about the numbers, and so is this woman. She's a celebrity numerologist. You can go to her website, Michelle Arbeau, ARBEAU.com. She is on the phone with us now, and you ready to take some phone calls?
I am, but I just have to say a couple things about Andy that you didn't let me finish.
Uh-oh.
It's really important.
Okay.
Andy, the first part of your life, like the first two cycles, right through from like adolescence all the way up to like 35, you went through a lot of relationship stuff. And then right from 30, well, no, I guess, right now you're kind of in the midst of wrapping up some things, like kind of putting everything together. And then you're soon, very soon, like now and beyond, actually. So you should start feeling it now. You're moving into a 10, so it's like save the best for last, because 10 is the mentor. So you're really going to take all that experience that you have, the notches on your belt and all that stuff, and start mentoring in some way. But your arrow of determination says that you'll be doing it through voice, so speaking in some way. And you have the gift of the visionary, so seeing the bigger picture, connecting the dots for other people. And the how is the sum of your year, which says how you're doing this, connecting the dots and doing it through speaking, is through the natural counselor. So it's like people already assume you know or have the answers. And I'm sure you probably have a lot of people just generally gravitating toward you for advice and wisdom already.
That's great stuff right there. Yep, I mean, look at how happy you are now. Let's go to Marie in Elmwood Park. Marie, what's your birth date?
12/18/1940.
12/18/1940. Okay. Michelle, you got that?
Well, that's a lot better than your producer, because when I saw that 1987, I thought, those babies. Anybody born in 1980-something. So. I'm going to be 40, right, in January, and I'm not liking it. So, you know. I'm not liking you much right now.
That is funny. What do you have for Marie? We have about a minute left. I hate to cut you short on time.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she's got the arrow of skepticism going on, and wow, there's a lot of stuff going on here. Okay, so a lot. Actually, you've got, you know, you're very soul-based, but you have a hard time expressing your emotions because you've got triple ones, and anything less or anything more than two ones is unbalanced. So it's harder for you to express your emotions, but I just want to see what number you are, 10.
Okay.
14.
I figure I'm a 7? No, I'm not.
What number is she, 1 through 9?
Come on, I'm adding it up, honey. I'm adding it up.
Oh, yeah, she's doing it. Well, it takes a while to do some math.
I'm an 8, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so you're an 8, and that's the thing with 8s. They do have a hard time with the soul plane, like the emotions, and they do keep people at arm's length, because whether you realize it or not, 8s always guard their independence at all costs. So if things get a little bit too smothering or too intense, they'll push people away and be more cold and aloof. And even if you're not aware of it, other people will feel that energy from you. But and you know, your air of skepticism too kicks in there. So you're like, do I trust this person? Don't I? And your gift is actually the 12-3. So 12 is the whole and complete number. 3 is the number of unity. So you're very good at bringing things together for people. And your how, which is the sum of your year, is the 5. So it's the expressive artist. So it's really an interesting date of birth, actually. The expressive artist is more like not the typical painting or sculpting. It's the singing, acting, dancing, performing, that type of thing. Your personal year this year, let's see, 3, 4. Oh, it's been a lot of foundation shifting for you.
Definitely. Okay.
A lot of shifting of your foundation, literally and figuratively. So whether you want to clean out your closet and throw stuff out one day, or you're seeing a lot of shifting with friends, family, people dropping out of your life, new people coming in, it's like a pruning energy for sure. If I have enough time here, I'm just going
to You know what, Michelle? I got to cut you off, but we're going to have you back. I mean, this is so fascinating to me because I've always been a numbers guy, and now I know that it has meaning.
Yeah, totally. You know what? The numbers never lie. They really don't. So it's an amazing science. I'm not going to say that it's a metaphysical thing because it's not.
Right.
And it just blows my mind, always. And, you know, just to give you an idea of how I started, I was in my mid-20s, not spiritual at all, and I started to dream in numbers every night.
That's what happens. And then you know you got a gift. Michelle Arbeau, ARBEAU.com is her website. And we'll have you back on again soon. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, honey. Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much. She is just, I love talking numbers, man. Mm-hmm. All right. Quick break, and we'll be back right after these at 720 WGN. This holiday season, please find it in your heart to donate a few dollars to the Salvation Army. Few organizations worldwide have done more than the Salvation Army. In Chicagoland, the Salvation Army has enormous responsibilities. Luckily, the Army has the infrastructure, employees, and partnerships in place to make a difference locally. They just need your help. Donate now to the Salvation Army. You can go to salarmychicago.org/WGN radio to help fund their many local Chicago area programs. This year, the Salvation Army, in partnership with the City of Chicago, will open the new Chicago Emergency Homeless Assessment and Response Center. The state-of-the-art center will provide 24-hour intake access for homeless individuals and families. Again, all you have to do is go to salarmychicago.org/WGN radio. You can donate now at salarmychicago.org/WGN radio, or on your smartphone, text WGN radio 41444. All right. Dane, you're up next, man.
Pete McMurray.
I was listening to you yesterday. You were on Thanksgiving Day.
I was. That was what yesterday was. Although it's all blurred into one giant, awesome food-related, leftover-centric holiday that, for other people anyway. And it's great. I mean, this is cool. Very cool.
You have such a calming voice. I feel like my voice is just kind of nails on a chalkboard. When I hear you on the radio, it's like, hey, Dane's on, man. We're going to talk cars and food. Everything's cool.
Well, yeah. I think, Pete, what you have is audio excitement. Which you're able to energize people and give them that needed goose that they need heading into the weekend, for sure.
What do you have coming up?
An eclectic blend of guests. We're going to have a little bit of food. We're going to have a little bit of road trips, some kind of experiences that people can do. Gifts, for sure, as people sort of contemplate what it is they're going to have for the holiday season, gift-wise. So we'll have some tech expert, you know, some of the normal stuff. You know, here's some crazy things that are happening out there in the world.
Right.
We're going to talk movies. It's a big movie holiday coming up. Yeah, we got Blake Stubbs will be in. Marcus Ford, a private chef, one of the best private chefs out there. He'll come in to talk about some of those. We may be having a private chef experience for your either corporate party or your personal. Let someone else do it, someone really good.
Right.
We're gonna have a ton of things and some gifts. We're gonna have some giveaway. I don't even know. It's gonna be great. I'm excited. Oh, and CNET, Bridget Carey from CNET, she's gonna be on probably in the waiting in the wings as we speak.
Okay, cool. Dane's coming up next. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.